Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, I'm Candy.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off our chest and you get some things off of your chest. So, First of all, you know what we gotta do.
Yeah.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, but she called us out. Said she got one other way. These are my confessions. Ah.
Chile. Chile.
I feel like we always have these mid-season dips. Yeah. Are we mid-season?
Yeah.
It feels like it.
Yeah, it's on track. Like, it's on track. I just feel tired. My birthdays were recently.
My birthday is on Thursday.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I get really bad birthday blues.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like, Pode, I just don't get it, guys.
Yeah. I turned 30 and I was like, I don't want to do anything. I'm going to stay in my house. So I literally didn't do anything for my 30th.
Wow.
Yeah. My poor boyfriend was like, what the f*** is going on?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's just a thing.
Pode's a birthday downer as well.
Yeah. Like, it's weird.
I love birthdays.
I love birthdays.
But yeah, I'm just feeling absolutely shattered, guys.
Yeah.
Shattered.
Yeah. And we're only in March.
I know, but Charlie and I were just saying, we're already preempting summer, like things we want to do in summer. Mm. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
I feel like, you know, when you're cooking and the stove has got like 7 pots on the go.
Mate.
And if you don't do this one, the onions are going to burn.
And just, yeah, I think I'm approaching my turn off the stove phase of my life, though.
What does that mean?
As in all these pots for what?
Girl, say it louder.
I'm really there, guys. Like, I don't know if it's like 36, getting closer to 40. I'm like, and all these pots for what?
Yeah.
This is so boring. I actually think I'm tired because I'm bored. I'm so unequivocally uninspired. Red carpet season has been a drought. With the age of Aquarius and every next celebrity doing a match, I'm uninspired.
Yeah.
The girls, nothing is giving. No one is giving.
No one is giving. Yeah.
I have not been gave. I'm just like, this is all shite.
Nothing is giving.
Nothing is giving, bro. And I think it's showing in like, I wouldn't say some people would read it as a not caring attitude, but I'm, like I said, I'm just approaching my and for what phase.
I think you said ease, right?
Eat like
ease. If it's not easy, I'm
just
out.
Not even interested. And I mean this in a metaphorical sense. I'm not interested in auditioning for anything.
Ooh,
I'm out of my audition phase.
Ooh,
you give me the things, or you don't contact
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, but you don't contact me, be that in a work, spiritual, whatever sense, to audition.
Not doing it.
Not turning up.
Not doing it.
Not standing in the queue.
Not doing it. For why?
Do you know what I mean? I'm just like...
Fairs.
And it's just... I think I was saying to Charlie, and we touch on this every so often in every season, it's just the dutty UK.
Mm. I was literally just about to say, maybe a trip outside?
I was just saying, I've hit my lack of New York phase.
Yeah.
Because I was there in December, so I have to go every quarter to feel reinvigorated.
Every 3 months. No, honestly.
But I'm just like, this shithole...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you want us to fight for and work for and vote for.
Honestly.
Because I didn't even have a confession.
Okay, let's get into
let it. Let me tie my hair up.
Put in a slick mess. Come on, girl.
Because I'm not in the business of burning bridges. Who the fuck we...
She said, hold on, don't be lying. Caught me. standard. Whoops. Take me away.
And let me tell you something. It was a very proud moment for me when I no longer write for them. And this has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just stopped writing for them a while ago. And it was a very proud moment for me when I became contributing editor. But Grazia, what the fuck? What the fuck? Did you see that reel they made? They made three reels with Rishi Sunak and his wife.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. But they have been an issue.
Have they? Because I'm so unaware.
When it comes to politics, I feel like Grazia don't shy away from saying whomst they are leaning towards.
And you know what? To some degree, all tabloids and magazines do that to some degree.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like, it was a massive read the fucking room moment.
Terrible. Terrible.
Read the room.
I can't. And timeline wise, was it before or after he did that stupid press conference where he stood outside 10 Downing Street talking about?
Oh, I'm not sure. Or was it before or after the Westfield photo op? There was a Westfield. He took his kids shopping
that
in Westfield.
That is crazy. What's happening? Is he Kim Kardashian? What is happening with our politicians? What's happening?
It's giving reality.
It's
and I just saw that comment section and I thought, yeah, light it up.
Yeah,
because. This is it feels very Black Mirror-ish.
Yeah, super Black Mirror.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Super.
Not two billionaires telling us how they divvy up household chores.
Crazy.
Don't do that.
Bearing in mind, one of them doesn't even pay taxes in this country.
Oh!
Crazy.
But you lot will have your Battenberg, so what can I say?
Listen. They'll put them little triangle flags outside the door with the little union
the
jack.
The
little
flags, the bunting.
Yeah, the bunting. Yeah.
With your scotch eggs.
Yeah, you will do it.
And your little cowbell.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And your little tablecloths and your street parties and everything will be lovely. Because we've all just got to stick together. It'll be lovely.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's shambolic.
Right now, it's giving clap for the UK's mental health.
But the West is falling. Mark my words. Rishi Sunak, crazy. Donald Trump and Biden, how are they the only two options? Biden, peace and love,
and
sir.
And I don't want to call it. I feel like Donald's going to get back in.
I think so.
This is insane.
I think so.
This is insane. And for us, we're not even political people off the mic. But for the nonsense to be this loud.
Like.
That I can't ignore it. Because I'm good at ignoring things. Oh, now I've not watched Barbie. I can ignore a motherfucking thing.
Same.
I can circumvent a thing.
I don't like the same.
I can go around.
Listen, just a side note, when people hype up something too much, leave
it.
Me the fuck alone.
I think we've said
yeah.
this.
No, I don't want to watch it.
It sends me completely the opposite. Oh, yeah, God.
I get a rash, I break out into hives. I don't want to watch
it. And I'll watch it 3 years later and be like, oh my God, this was good. Have you seen it? Oh, this was good. I ain't seen Oppenheimer.
Nope.
I'll circumvent it.
Nope.
Anything you say is popping.
Yeah.
That mainstream.
Close my eyes.
I don't know. So for me.
Taking a nap.
To be like.
Hello. Open your eyes. It's there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bad. But also with like, I just feel like maybe it's age for Aquarius. I don't know. I don't really know what's going on with Aquarius or Mars. I don't know. But something is in the water. Something is happening.
Oh, I'm a bit shook.
You know what? I think I've gone past
I'm not even shook. I'm constantly thinking, what are we going to wake up to tomorrow?
That's the thing.
What's the headline going to be?
Because
whose puppy show's going to be pulled?
Because every day there's some madness, right? But we are so desensitized to it that it's kind of become normal that when a real, like, shocking madness happens, we're all going to be like, how has this happened?
But it happened because we all ignored the smaller things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I don't know. That's my confession. That was very, very off-putting.
Yeah, yeah.
Very. And
when
it felt
was the last
like
time
a paid
you wrote
ad.
For them?
When, and just like that season 2 came out, I did the cover story of, that season. God, that was over a year ago. But yeah, that was icky.
Yeah.
It is icky. and to watch people who I follow and know in real life who are just neutral about everything be in that comment section like, what the fuck is this? And then for you to triple down and do three more. Also, that sense of it just being a paid ad.
Yeah.
Like,
also, this weird propaganda of like, they get how we live. They are two billionaires who do not have to worry about if bread goes up by 10p. That is something they will never have to think about.
And guess what? In some weird way, there is a world in which they could be two billionaires and Rishi's politics could have been in alignment with trying to make the baseline better for all.
Absolutely.
There is a world in which that could happen. But that's not what's happening.
That's not what's happening. That's not what's happened. Bearing in mind, Rishi did not come from money. He married into money.
So that's not what's happening. So I'm just like, it's a no from me.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Girl.
Woo.
Ciao. Let me open up my notes app because I've been writing notes for my confessions. I don't know if I've said this before. I am at a point in my life where when I holiday, I don't want to share a room. I don't want to share a room. I definitely don't want to share a bed. Leave me alone. Peace and love. I understand it. You really want to bond. We can meet at breakfast at 7 a.m. in the
morning. This is interesting because I'm just about to go away with my best friend to Jamaica and I've not really thought that through because I actually like my own space.
I love my own space.
Yeah. I like my own space.
What I could do is a little suite situation with the door, perhaps.
Yeah.
But
I love it. I have to have major decompression time.
I get my social battery drains regardless of who it is I'm speaking to. It could be my own child and I'd be like, give mum a second. I need to go recharge my battery. So for me to be on holiday with someone or with friends and then constantly be in the same space, say, I just constantly feel like I'm switched on and I want to sometimes just shut down for a sec.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't share. And I have friends who love, you know, the whole share a bedroom, share
Are they only
bed.
Children?
No.
That's crazy.
No, but they like the feeling of constantly being around.
That is crazy. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Ew. I gotta get that checked out.
That's a disease.
No, it's weird to me.
That is, even, I had to really, bless his heart, I really had to train Bode with that because he's a very, like, let me be near you type guy. And I'm just...
I need me time. I have to have me time.
And I'm just like...
I have to have me time.
And sometimes I do get snappy because his love language is very...
Tactile. Right.
And then I'll just be like... And I see women make these real sometimes and then I see crazier women comment like, oh, you know, one day you'll miss that and you'll love a man. Just shut the fuck up. Not all of us are built like that. Yeah.
For real.
Like,
for
I just
reals.
Need a, I need more than minutes. I need hours, like.
A day. Just,
and like, and also when I'm ready to reciprocate that, I'm all in.
Exactly.
But that...
you know, it's even something small as like, sometimes I just want to be like in my space and watch TV alone.
Facts.
I just by
Facts.
Myself. Just Facts. By
and
myself.
This is another mini confession. I feel like sometimes, especially you need to hear mum say it. Sometimes I tense up when I'm just in bed alone and one of the kids want to get in bed with me. Because everything in my brain is like, tell them to get out, tell them to get out. Yeah. And another part of my brain is like, that is so horrible.
Yeah.
Especially RJ, he's very like, I just want to be with you. And that's literally how he says it. And so I do bite my tongue, but I'm just like, I just want to be alone.
Yeah.
I love being alone. I love being alone.
I can't express it enough, but being alone is my peace.
Yeah, it's like, it's in the top five for sure.
Oh,
like,
top three.
Is it? I think it's a Pisces thing.
It has to be.
Girl thing.
I was going to say.
Pisces boys struggle. Yeah, they tell you for free. Them two.
No, I'm just so like, I want to be alone. And then again, when I'm ready to come in and be with people.
And I'm there.
I give you everything.
To the point
of me.
That people are like, they're stunned when they're like, I want to be alone because they're like, oh,
you actually
but you
are
do togetherness
exactly.
so well. You do loving so Uh-huh. It's done well because I have my retreat time.
Exactly.
Where I can manage my emotions.
Yes.
And then come, yeah.
And just sort out my brain and... Like, I just, and the thing is, I'm also very receptive to people's energies, right?
Same.
So even if we're in the same room and we're watching TV and no one's speaking, I can feel you. Like,
yeah.
Your energy.
And as someone who used to manipulate her energy so much to try and be in good standing with people, it's still a habit I have to work through. It's a lot quicker, but also it's like, right, I have to remember I haven't done anything, so why am I trying to mitigate whatever the imbalance of this energy is?
Oh my God!
That's not...
Oh my God! You are speaking my brain!
I hate that!
Oh my God!
So I'm just like, I don't want that responsibility. So I'd...
Oh my God!
I hate that.
You literally have
just... like, okay.
You've summed it up in a sentence, what I've been trying to figure out
and
what
I
do.
People can be like, oh, but... Well, you know, or, you know, you'll have a conversation with that person. They'll be like, oh, no. Like, I'm just going through a lot or da-da-da-da. As a Pisces woman, I can't read that. That's not how my brain works.
It's me.
If I step into a room I feel that, it's a me issue.
It's me.
So now I feel fucked up and I'm here trying to raise the vibration.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I feel enlightened. When you know that's what you do, but I've never formed it into a sentence.
Yeah,
you
make it your responsibility to change the atmosphere. It's not my responsibility.
And it plays on your mind. Yeah. It stays on your mind just like, they've done this, they've done that. Am I annoying them? Is it too much? Do I ask? Do I say something? Do I not? It's a lot.
And the people, there are other people, and it's always by Sagittarius and Taurus. They don't give a fuck. Hey, love it. And a bit of a Capricorn. They're like, whatever.
My best friend.
Whereas water signs, we're always trying to move the emotion of the...
Yeah.
Nah.
My best friend is Taurus. Stubborn as...
Stubborn as... And also... And not just stubborn, but also so unaware.
And they'll not be like, trying to be aware.
Yeah, what do you mean
the
energy was off?
Yeah.
How is it?
Yeah. Or they'll be like, oh yeah, something was wrong, but it's got nothing to do with me. Like, I didn't do anything.
But that's because they're logical star signs.
Like, so I didn't
they're
do
like,
anything.
I just got here.
Yeah. How can I be the problem?
Whereas water signs are like, oh, it's me.
Yeah.
What have I done? How can I overcompensate?
Yeah.
How can I change this?
Yeah. She's clearly upset about something I said to her on July 17th.
It's
now
going
I have
back
to go back.
To the pots on the cooker.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't have it in me. I'm just like, the fuck?
It's too much. It's too...
And honestly, like, so, no, I can't say that because it's too late. No, I'm getting away with myself today. I had to walk that through in my head first. How can I phrase this?
A friend of a friend's.
So I'm doing a lot of things this year where I'm having to handle a lot of guest lists, and I didn't realise how many people don't fucking like each other until you get inside intel that they don't like each other. And so even that, I find myself already overcompensating
for that.
Or overthinking, how am I gonna balance the energy of this space or mediate this? And I'm like, actually...
That's not my issue. Not my issue.
Also, everyone grow the fuck up.
That's one thing I don't understand, because I don't know. I don't dislike anyone to the point where I wouldn't go to an event. Like, what am I going to do? Pull your hair out? Like, what is... It's not Bad Girls Club.
And the thing is, no, I dislike people enough, but...
To not go to an event?
No. But I there are people I dislike, but I also still just go to... Do you get what I'm saying? I'm like, okay.
I feel like because I don't... I mean, I haven't been mingling in the industry for that long. I also just stay in my house I haven't had interactions where I'm like, oh my God, this person is terrible, or you know what I mean? Like, I haven't had those. It will come, I'm sure, the longer I stay
I've been around certain people enough times to know that I personally don't like their energy.
And I think
that's very fair.
That's super fair.
And it's either just an energy read. Sometimes it's a read of how they treat people who
others.
They think aren't worth anything to them.
Yeah.
That one fucks me off no end.
Yeah.
That way you can see people mentally position people in a hierarchical sense well, I'm going to be uber nice to this one because I think, like, every chicken comes home to roost. Like, let's all treat everyone with respect. So I'm not, but I'm also, again, I don't know what this big woman energy is, but I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
Please.
There's actually bigger things to worry about. And like, please leave me alone because I can't do, I'm not doing that.
And I also think it's kind of cute that then unwillingly I have to curate a guest list of people that don't like each other. I think that's kind of cute because it just shows how on the fringes I had no effing idea.
That there was beef on the horizon.
Do you know what I mean? And like, and so what? Like, let's
just... Yeah, like, to be fair, put your big girl panties on, ladies, and let's and gentlemen, and come to the event, and you know, but,
or don't, because that's another thing. No one ain't got to go nowhere.
No one's forcing you. There's no gun to your head. It's not that deep.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to New York.
When?
In May.
What are you doing?
Doing a little something. I can't say it with the brand right now. Doing a little something with the brand, and I was like, I know the person who I need to speak to because I want like a 3-day itinerary of like where to go, where to hit up. I'm there technically for 5 days with them, but I can extend and I'm thinking of extending to like a 7-day situation. But I want like, I want galleries. I want places for food. Okay, I want, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, and New Yorkers, I don't care if you get mad. This is real. Your food's really shit. New York's food is really shit.
Really?
Look at Charlie is doing Churchill dog head nod. I just want to let you guys know I'm not alone in this.
Really?
New York food is really shit. And I would advise that you seek out cultural areas. So I would go to Brooklyn and specifically look for West Indian food shops.
Right.
Specifically look for West African food shops.
Fucking hell.
But to just be, say, in Manhattan
and
thinking you're going to stumble across the best meal, you're absolutely fucked.
Damn it.
I've got to keep it up. I've done the legwork to know. And of course, again, like, yeah, go to Little Italy and you will find great Italian food. But just to not plan, I think, if you're a big foodie, to not plan your food spots in New York, that's a grave thing to do.
Right.
Because the food across the board does not be hitting.
Damn.
Yeah. And I don't know why we were ever sold on the idea that it does, but
I think it was because of maybe the Italian community.
Maybe.
Damn. So where has good food in America? Because they always...
Down south.
Right. But that's the type of food that's going to add the
gumbo,
calorie.
Bread, them sauteed greens. You want that food to bust?
Yeah.
You have to go down south.
Okay.
Simple as. And you know I love New York with everything in my fiber, but
not the food ain't it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. Right. So Brooklyn.
And also whatever you think you're spending money is, triple it.
Candice, don't say that to me.
I've got to keep it a buck.
Candice, don't say that to me.
I've got to keep it a buck.
I'm not ready for that.
I've got to keep it a buck.
I'm...
Bruv, a punnet of strawberries was $22. I don't think people are ready.
You're joking.
I'm being so very fucking serious.
You're joking.
I'm being so serious. Standard 1 mile Uber ride, not even Uber Black, is $30. Uber Black is $50 for a mile.
I'm coming back bankrupt. I'm coming because I have a daily spender chart. You've already blown one third of it on the Uber Black. What do you mean? What do you mean?
What
do you mean?
And the thing is, everyone needs to remember, I'm invested in New York in a way where I'm building my whole future life around that. So I'm very aware of A, how much more money I have to make to maintain my current lifestyle there. Not a bigger lifestyle.
Yeah,
my current lifestyle.
But you love it that much.
Absolutely. Because also, not only do I love it that much, once you bus case in a place like New York,
you're sorted. Fares.
Because they're paying you in that USD.
Which, and like it makes sense.
I've done the Googles, I've had the meetings, and for activations where a girlie in the UK at a push is getting 20 grand... Her damn near equal in terms of reach, engagement, PR coverage is clocking 100K.
Damn.
What is there to even have a conversation about?
Damn.
What?
Hi. Cool.
If you're in the right working space and you know that you can make your work translate, you're always going to make money hand over fist in that place. That's just the reality. But I think so many people...
Sorry, I can't concentrate.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. This, we're keeping this in. BT Dubs, what's happening is there's an internet Wi-Fi issue and Bode just keeps coming in and out. Bless him, he is so stressed. You know when he opened the door for me, usually I get, hey, how are you? He was like, and he walked off. I had little hands and then he walked off. He is stressed.
Bless him.
How long has the internet been down for?
Since yesterday.
Anyways, yeah. New York girlies.
So you've got, I think people go there having watched just a few vlogs.
Okay. Great, great. It's fine. That's fine.
Well,
I'm going to enjoy as a holiday. I've never had the desire to move to New York, personally.
Hmm.
I don't like London. I don't like living in London. I just feel like it would be a London, but nicer. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you know, just a vibe there.
And the thing is, the people who love New York, love it.
Yeah.
Won't go anywhere.
Yeah, you I'm very New York
to, yeah. Like, you can't talk you to can't, them.
I don't, because everyone's like, oh, the dirt, so fuck dirt and rats, I'll survive.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's no like logicalizing my brain out of the, because if you go to a place, no matter how other people feel about it, and it gives you vitality,
yeah,
it's a wrap.
It's your, yeah, yeah, that's your place.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I don't care about,
absolutely.
But I just don't think people often know the truth about the cost of living
in
New York City. Because people think London is something. London is just about playing catch up.
Wow.
New York City is not. Right now, one bedroom apartments in certain places are $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
One bedroom apartments.
Yeah.
Do you know how in...
There was a person on TikTok who went viral because they showed their apartment and it was, I kid you not.
It was just a room, right?
It was like a wardrobe.
Yeah.
And then they opened the top of the wardrobe and they had like, you know, one of them cooking, like the hot plate.
Yeah.
And I was like, this can't be real.
Yeah.
And their sink, they didn't have a sink. They had to use the communal.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, I'm paying like $750 and this is really good. And I was like,
Yeah. Cool. Lovely. Yeah. It's, New York is not a real place.
New York is for people who love New York. And
but also, because I follow a lot of these creators, New York should be for people that were born in New York and it's just not.
Right.
A lot of people have to enter like apartment lotteries to get affordable housing.
Yeah.
And it's so gutting to see people who are the fiber and the makeup of a city like that, who essentially can't afford to live
there. To live there, yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That is sad. But no, enjoy yourself. It's going to be great.
Listen, I'm going to live it up because it's my first time properly going there. Like, first time I went with my mom. So she was bankrolling the whole thing. I was young. I was like, 19?
Yeah.
Didn't know nothing. Now, girl, I'm living.
No.
I'm hitting all the spots. And I wanted to have a little day in the Hamptons.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're already busting so much money. I don't think you understand. No,
but if I'm going to do it, I better do it. You know, I don't want to live there. I'm just there for a little cheeky hey hey, you know, a little cheeky hey hey, and then I'll be back.
Sorry,
oh, God. Oh my days. Right. Listener confession.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay, listener confession. Am I being stupid?
Okay.
Hey, I just want to start by saying you two are incredible. I came across you. I was going to say by chance, but I believe everything happens for a good reason. During a very difficult time in my life at the end of last year, I binged all your episodes over the last few months and you have healed me. You are beacons of comfort, hope and inspiration. Thanks to your advice, I've actually set up life insurance. I'm 23. That's big.
I love that. That makes me really
big.
Happy.
That is big.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I digress. I have come asking for advice about a situation I'm in. Before I continue, I want to preface by saying that I know this is not a bad situation to be in. I just genuinely don't know what to do. I'm currently studying after working on getting into this school for the last 4 years. I'm 2 terms into my first year and loving it. However, I've just received a job offer within the industry that I want to work in. The only thing is that would pull me out of uni. It's a great job opportunity, but I feel like I've worked too hard to get into this school to just throw it away, especially when there's a chance that the job won't work out. It's within the arts industry. I know you can't give me an answer, but if you don't, I would really appreciate some advice as you're two women I look up to so greatly. I think she meant to say if you do. Thank you for everything you do. So you're in a uni that was really hard to get into, and now you've been offered a fancy pants job that is in the industry you want to work in. But
that's a difficult one.
I actually don't think it's that difficult.
What, why?
Uni will always be there. You can double back. I don't think it's that difficult. And considering the job is in the space you really want to work in. Listen, as a mum of two, I'm really not coded to push my kids into going to uni. Unless you are going there for a specific reason, like you know you want to be a surgeon, you know you want to, I don't know, work in aerospace or whatever. Mm. I'm not going to push you that way. Now, from the sounds of it, given the job is a creative role, I would assume your degree or your interest at uni is in a creative space. Mm. I'm not telling you to not finish what you started, but to saddle yourself with a lot of debt in the creative space, to come out and maybe potentially not get this kind of job offer or not get a job offer at all. Yeah.
I feel like that works on both way, if that makes sense. Like you've already got into uni, you can double back, but also you were qualified and there was something in you that this job saw. So there'll be another job that can give, do you know what I mean? Like I think on both, there's arguments on both sides. I think, however, I think. I agree with, unless uni right now is kind of becoming antiquated, specifically for creative roles, non-traditional ways of getting into media and creative arts is now the new thing. So I think you kind of have to go with the thing that makes you the most excited. Because you could, like you said, you can always go back to uni, and you, if you were able to get this job or get this job offer, you can get another job offer in this field. But which one gives you more excitement right now when you think about it? Is it going to uni or is it the job? That's for me, that's how I would base the decision. But I don't know. I think as someone who went to uni and did a creative degree, were I in that situation, I would probably take the job.
Yeah, and I was going to say, as someone who didn't go to uni and is now doing what she's doing, I'd do it all again the same way.
Yeah, I'd probably take the job. Because also with uni, they look at experience, they look at, and what is it at uni that you feel like you won't get in the industry?
And the thing is, you'll then get into your industry and realize that the people who didn't go to uni are leaps and bounds ahead of you because they've had the time to constructively build their CV in a different way. Just because you're able to acquire a degree or a master's in a certain space, you then come out of that space and into the working world and they're like, cute, but you don't have any quote unquote real life experience. It always goes back to real life working experience. And you're so young. Yeah, I'll just do the job. Like,
yeah, I mean, listen, uni will always be there. It was hard to get in, but you did it. So you can do it again.
Yeah.
I don't know what job it is, but using myself as an example, if I was 18, 19, 20 and somebody was like, hey, we've got the job you really want to do and that you would probably really want
after uni. And the job that you will really want after uni.
I would go into the job and gain all the experience, do that whole thing. And if I really want to go back to uni, you can.
Yeah.
It's doable.
Yeah.
But are you going to uni for you, or are you going to
prove
uni
things to someone else?
Or
even to just prove to yourself that you can do a hard thing. Which
is,
we get it.
Which is cool.
You did the hard thing.
Do it. Do it. But yeah, the one that gives you excitement anyway, I don't want to, you know, but I'm just saying, if it were me, I'd pick the job.
Same.
My parents would hit the roof. They would be I think my dad would be more understanding, but my mum would be like, you need to fall back on something.
Fall back on something.
Quote unquote.
But again, given what she said, is what you're even studying a fallbackable thing?
That's the thing. And a lot of people who do creative jobs, the things you fall back on is either like teaching and there's nothing wrong with that, but that's like another year of studying again. Like that's, I just think, you're young, do the thing that makes you excited, because you want to look back at life and not have regrets. And if you regret taking yourself out of the industry for 3 years straight so you can do this degree, will you look back and be like, damn, I missed an opportunity?
Yeah, same. Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
What's said in the closet?
Stays in the closet. Toodles.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.